This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Blake Tobmeyer is the senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. He's also the host of SEC Football Unfiltered. Podcast is available each and every week on all major platforms. Follow him on X at B Tobmeyer. Blake, welcome back. Secondly, who is the most intriguing team in the country to you this year?
I think LSU, because I could see it going a number of ways. I think the talent is there for a national championship run. Like, I don't know anybody ranked lower in the polls than LSU, which LSU's number 9, that I think has a serious chance of winning the national championship. To me, it would be kind of out of left field.
You're not a little Miami curious?
I'm a little Miami curious, but to win the whole thing, I mean, I think Miami making the playoffs, sure, but I probably draw the line of national championship contenders above Miami. But LSU, I think they have the talent to win it all, or they could go 8-4, and the Heat starts climbing significantly around Brian Kelly. So they're probably it for me, I think, as far as most intriguing. Oklahoma would be up there as well, though.
George and I were discussing during the break. I've got Berkowitz's buyouts pulled up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, George brought up a great point, my producer. If it doesn't go well for Kalen DeBoer, that's still $70 million they owe him.
Yeah, I don't. The thing with DeBoer, he's going to get 3 seasons at a minimum. That's
2.5 like at least.
Right. Yeah, well said. Yeah. He's going to be Alabama's coach going into his
Correct. He's going to get a year 3.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the sexy preseason narrative, but that's realism, right? I mean, and Kalen DeBoer is going to be Alabama's coach in 2026, barring, you know, something just completely unforeseen. Kalen DeBoer deciding he's not going to coach football anymore or something like that. He's going to be their coach in 2026. So, and that's why I think it's interesting. You read these lists of like coaches facing the most pressure this year, and yeah, Kalen DeBoer makes sense of being toward the top of that list, but pressure is not the same thing as the hot seat. Like, I will buy that Kalen DeBoer is facing a lot of pressure this season. It's year 2 at Alabama, and he didn't make the playoff in year 1. So that inherently, and he lost to Vanderbilt. Yes. So of course he's facing pressure, but does that equate to hot seat? No, he's not. He's not on the hot seat. I would almost put Brian Kelly in the same category. I think it would have to get really bad this year for LSU to make a move on Brian Kelly. So I don't put him on hot seat lists. It's not freezing cold, but it's at most, I think, lukewarm for Brian Kelly right now. But in terms of coaches facing pressure, yeah, I mean, in year four, Brian Kelly, given what LSU is paying him and the expectations, there's a lot of pressure on Brian Kelly to make a playoff this year, particularly with the investment that they made in the transfer portal into this roster. But again, there's sort of a difference there between what is pressure and what is hot seat reality. And those two coaches, DeBoer and Kelly, they face pressure. I don't think either is on a true hot seat.
Speaking of hot seats, what would be your favorite down to call plays on?
What a story out of Auburn.
You know, he's done this before. Right? I wish you would have reached out. He's done this before. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can actually simplify it for you. The plays that work, Hugh called. The ones that didn't, Kent and Derek called.
Right. And isn't that Hugh to a T?
Yes.
What down would I most like to call plays for? I think second down. You know, it's not the end all be all. You still got third down to save you, and I don't think there's as much pressure to get ahead of the chains as there is on first and 10. So give me those second down plays, which I think
that one's open.
I think Hugh might be most involved in calling those, although it's a little unclear which of the Stooges is calling the second down plays.
Blake Topmeyer joining us here on the program. Blake, we were just talking about Texas Tech and the fascination that they bring to the table this year with all the money, and they're flaunting it and saying, hey, look, you know, we got the cash. We're going to go get the players. And, you know, you look at some 2027 recruits, 2026 recruits that have already agreed to go to Texas Tech. I was asked this question a couple weeks ago. I'm curious your thoughts. If Texas Tech doesn't win the Big 12, speaking of hot seats, is Joey McGuire in trouble? They don't care. They'll throw around money. They'll buy you out. This is year four for him. And I know that's a very unpredictable league, but does Texas Tech need to win the Big 12 or make the playoff this year with all the resources they're pumping into that program?
I think they need to be in Big 12 / playoff contention as late as like mid to late November. I don't know if it's playoff or bust for Joey McGuire, but I do think it's contention or bust. And it's interesting. You look at his track record there. You look at his performance as compared to Texas A&M's history, and he's done fine. I mean, he hasn't won at the height that Mike Leach did when Leach had it going at his best, but he's had three straight winning seasons. But that history, I think the point you're getting at, I mean, that history is irrelevant anymore, because when you're spending the way they're spending, the expectations have to elevate. You want return on that investment, and return on that investment can't be 7-6 or 8-5 seasons anymore in a trip to the Liberty Bowl. So yeah, I think it has to look like a playoff team for Texas Tech this year. Now, if they come up just short, you know, if the Big 12 is a one bid league again this season and they don't get the one and only bid, but they were knocking on the door in contention, I don't think you flush it and start over with someone new. But if they're not in the hunt going into the final weeks of the season, yes, I think it makes a lot of sense for Texas Tech to try somebody else. Because if you're willing to throw around that much money for player talent, that makes you an attractive job. You know, when you have a billionaire booster who's willing to buy players like Cody Campbell, that makes you an attractive job. And so it's like I said, 7-6 seasons, 8-5 seasons, that can't be what's acceptable anymore. So I think they do need to be in contention into late November for Joe McGuire to be back next year.
You know what I think actually complicates it, though? It's not as if there's a collection of 10 people that are raising the price. It's one guy.
That's true.
So it's like, if you're Joey McGuire, like, honestly, your number one job is just making sure Cody's happy with you, and then your number two job is coaching Texas Tech.
No, I think that's in terms of job retention, that's a great point. You keep most coaches that ranks high on the list, right? You got to keep the boosters happy. But to your point at Texas Tech, it's singular. You have to
keep. It's not like you're having to get 10 people like in a room where, you know, everyone's going to have different opinions. It's literally one guy.
Yeah, and that has been the case at other schools where one booster drives the bus. But this is an extreme example of that. And so, but I do think it's hard for me to envision, and I don't personally know Cody Campbell, but it's hard for me to envision a billionaire who's willing to pour all this money into buying players and into a program being okay with 7-5. Like, yeah, you can be buddies with him as much as you want if you're the coach, but at some point, most billionaires want return on investment, right? They don't just want a pal. They invest in things where they think they're going to get a return on their investment. Now, and return in this case is not, profits for your stock portfolio. Return in this case is playoff appearance. Like, this is a pet project for Cody Campbell. But I think a return qualifies as more than, you know, going 7-5, going 8-5. So in that way, I mean, he can try to be buddies with him as all he wants. But at some point, I do think it comes down to the results have to be there, or Cody Campbell can go buy himself a new coach to be buddies with his money.
What do you make of the fact that, because I'd mentioned this, I think, to Tim on Tuesday, if you look at last year's two preseason polls, the same 25 teams were ranked, and I don't think anyone was more than two spots different in either poll. What do you make of the fact that we kind of shook it up a little bit this year?
Say that again.
Last year we had the same 25 teams ranked, and I don't mm-hmm. believe anyone was more than two spots higher in one poll or lower mm-hmm. in the other. And then this year, you know, we kind of got funky with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was almost a course correction from the AP when they looked at the coaches poll and identified coaches got some teams wrong here, you know, Oklahoma being unranked and then being all the way up at 18 in the AP. That tells me the AP was paying attention to the other poll and saying, because I think that's what happens, is whatever the first poll to come out is, as much as you want your ballot to be your ballot, we all do this, right? If you got a ballot, you're looking at what else is out there, and you're saying that I'm not going to let that influence me, but it kind of does. And
you can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it, but I do think you zero in on certain things that you think, oh, they whiffed on that team, and I think we saw that in the media course correcting on Oklahoma, what I think the coaches whiffed on by having them unranked, and then Tennessee was the other course correct, was, you know, the coaches, I think, honored last year's results a little bit more in their rankings, which they generally do. And so Tennessee made the playoff last year. They've been pretty steady under Josh Heupel. So they ranked them at number 18, whereas the media say, wait a second, they've got an untested starting quarterback, at least at this level, and Joey Aguilar. He hasn't been named the starter, but I think all indications are he's going to start, the former Appalachian State quarterback.
If he's not, what did you pay him for?
What did you pay him for? And if he's not, then you certainly have no business being ranked in the preseason top 25, because that spells trouble if he's not your starting quarterback and from where I sit. So, yeah, I think a couple things. One, I feel like the media identified a couple whiffs by the coaches. And two, I generally think the media are willing to do their rankings a little bit differently. They're willing a little bit more, I think, to project what they really think the top 25 teams are this year versus basing their voting so much on last season. I think the coaches are a little bit more influenced by last season's performance. Now, you're saying last year there wasn't this difference. That actually surprises me. I would think that's a little bit more the exception than the rule, because I do think these polls, especially in the preseason, lend themselves to variance, because I think the coaches and the media ever so slightly look at these things a little bit differently.
It felt to me the coaches, it was less about last year. To me, it was like, this is who they think spends the most money.
Yeah, that could be right. I mean, you know, Tennessee being 18 versus 24, you think, well, Tennessee's spending money.
So it's why I think BYU's still in there, despite losing their quarterback.
That almost to me was like, did some people with a ballot not realize BYU lost their
Well, I would imagine about half of them contacted him.
that's a good point. But you know, these coaches, like, things happening outside their conference sometimes, I think coaches are very, not all coaches, but I think there are certain coaches that, I mean, they'd be no better informed than a bum on the street as to what's happening with a team not in their conference.
To that point, remember when you and I were talking, when you were in Destin covering spring meetings, it was almost like their first time hearing what the playoff proposal was at that meeting. They're like, wait, what?
Yeah, they get so entrenched in what's affecting them in their orbit and who's on their schedule. If you're not on their schedule, they probably really haven't looked closely at your roster. And one thing that always amazes me about coaches, and maybe people know this, but I think a lot of people don't, they would struggle to name anyone other than maybe the starting quarterback on an opposing team. They like zero in on a player's number.
I was about to say they know numbers.
They know numbers, but if you ask them a specific question about a player, they're like, "Who are you talking about? I have no idea." And then you say number so and so, it's like, "Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him on film." But
good
yeah,
tape.
It's just an interesting little footnote there. If you're going to ask a coach about a player from another team, you have to know what number that player is. Otherwise, don't even bother.
You guys do know that someone voted UNLV 12th in the AP poll?
Interesting. If you were going to say that was a coach's poll, I was going to ask if Dan Mullen.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Dan have a... Although Dan's kind of the king of setting low expectations.
The Nebraska beat reporter put UNLV at number 12.
Interesting. The AP
did he go to UNLV?
I don't know. But that's the thing. It's like... You know, I rag.
I mean, listen,
the coaches
I like Dan. I think Dan's a great coach, but I mean, even I'm sitting there not going, no way.
No, yeah. If you're asking me who's
is that supposed
be
to be USC or something like that, I'm trying to figure out.
If we're talking about like group of five contenders for the playoff, UNLV would be on my short list, but number 12 in the nation, that's quite the thought.
I mean, the San Diego State guy put Boise at 11, which seems a bit aggressive, also. But I mean, I guess
right,
I guess I could listen to that a little bit more.
Yeah, the AP polling is interesting. I've voted in before, and perhaps you guys have as well. They really don't give you a ton of guidance, which I like. I also like that about Heisman voting. My thing with the Heisman is always my ballot, my choice. You know, other people can vote however the heck they want. The people that run the Heisman voting process have decided I get a ballot, and until they take it away from me, I'm going to vote for my three people as I see fit. And that's the way I've always approached it whenever in years I've had an AP ballot is I'm going to do this in the way I see fit. And if the AP doesn't like it, they can take my ballot away next year. But that's the thing about the AP, good, bad, or otherwise, they pretty well tell you, take it seriously, but you get to vote however you want. And if you get a little too crazy, well, then maybe they'll take your ballot away the next year. But for the most part, they pretty well let you do what you want with your ballot. And in the preseason, I think that's especially true because all of this is a little bit guesswork, although that is quite the bold guess for UNLV at 12.
All right, Ole Miss is at 15 in the coaches and 21 in the AP. Which one do you think is closer to right?
I think 15 is closer to right, so that would be the coaches. But that the thing about Ole Miss, it comes down to, are you a believer in Austin Simmons or not? That if you're not a huge believer, then put him 21 or below. If you are a believer, then I think 15's appropriate. I think 15's appropriate because I'm a believer in Austin Simmons. I think the supporting cast is going to be good. Is it going to be as good as it was last year? I don't know. I think it could be.
I don't think there's any way their defense is as good. Like I've watched enough Ole Miss football to know like that was one of the nastiest defensive fronts they've ever had.
I agree.
So I don't think, but I do think that their offense could be more than just Trey Harris or bust.
I think they're better at wide receiver. The collection of wide receiver talent, I think, is better than what they had last year. So I agree with you to a T. They're not going to be as good on defense. If Austin Simmons is the real deal, I think they could be better on offense because the collection of wide receivers is better. They may not have any singular player as good as Trey Harris when he was healthy, but the collection, I think, is better. And, you know, when I do rankings, I try not to weigh the schedule in that much in the preseason. But it's also hard to avoid. Like when you look at that Ole Miss schedule as compared to an Oklahoma schedule, you know, those teams play head to head this year. That could be a pretty compelling game. I think pretty evenly matched, right? But in terms of which one's going to finish higher in the rankings, Ole Miss has some advantages there in that their schedule's notably easier than Oklahoma's. And should that influence your preseason ballot? Maybe not. You know, maybe this is just in a vacuum, who are the best 25 teams, but I think it's hard to avoid looking at the schedule and projecting how that's going to influence the record. I mean, frankly, that explains why Illinois is number 12. I think Illinois's got a really nice team. Do I think they're the 12th best team in college football? Probably not. But when you combine the fact that they have a nice team with an accommodating schedule, could they finish 12? Could they make the playoff? Absolutely, they could. And so I do think the schedules influence where teams are a little bit in the rankings, right or wrong. And I think that's the case with Ole Miss. They got a nice team and a nice schedule to pair with it.
Blake, we're on the doorstep. We're 8 days away from Farmageddon, the season getting underway. So we've spent 3+ months.
Hold on, time out. Are we okay with Farmageddon being overseas?
There are a lot of farms over in Ireland.
Yeah, but like we left there because the famine.
Yeah, they've grown it back.
I hadn't thought about any of that too deep. I just feel bad for the Big 12 fans because you got two teams in Ireland this year. You got, I think, TCU over there next year. They're going to need folks in the Big 12 are going to have to get themselves an Aer Lingus credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Well,
anyway.
I feel bad for all the bars for people showing up there with all their delicious beer on tap. And be like, can we get a Busch Light?
Yeah, Blake, think about that. Think about all the Iowans that are going over there and when they find out there's no Busch Light. Like, they might revolt.
Well, I mean,
I've been told that Busch Light has been sent over there.
Here in the Florida Panhandle where I live, I'm very sad when I go to an establishment and they tell me there's no Busch Light. And I'm like, this is the Panhandle, folks. Like, we are Busch Light people. Where the heck's the Busch Light?
This is supposed to be only on tap. Like,
people,
the only thing on tap. Well, I will give them a pass if they have PBR on tap. It's like, okay, you went even a step cheaper. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but for a light beer, when I want that low-carb option and want to drink six of them, you better have Busch Light.
Yeah, there's no such thing as low-carb over in Ireland.
No.
Right? Smittix, Harp, Guinness, you're like, buckle up, buddy. You're going to be putting on the LBs. All right, but who is the team, and maybe it's Illinois, maybe that's the answer to this question, but who's the team that's been getting too much hype this offseason?
Boy, I'm still distracted by Busch Light. And
yeah, it's Friday, huh?
can I say Indiana?
You think they're getting too much hype?
Kind of, but maybe that's just they're getting too many headlines. I don't know if anybody's like hyping them back to the playoff, although I did see, maybe this is lingering in my mind, guys, Sports Illustrated had Indiana number 10 in their preseason
rankings. Sports Illustrated or ChatGPT?
I think it was Sports Illustrated. It was the real deal. Sports Illustrated, I believe, had them at number 10 in their rankings. Illinois is maybe a candidate, although when you look at what Illinois did last year, based on what they bring back, I understand the hype and I've contributed to it recently. My question is, can they repeat that? I don't know. Illinois never has in their history. Anytime they have a good season, it's always followed up by a dud. I think Florida's probably a contender in that overhyped mix. I mean, you see them at 15 in the AP poll, 17 in the coaches. That's putting a lot of stock in DJ Lagway being healthy and being able to carry the load. I think his supporting cast is good, not great. I think there are other really good quarterbacks in the SEC that have better supporting cast than DJ Lagway. Plus, you add in the injury mix, the up and down nature of last season. Yeah, they finished last season playing really well, but two of those marquee wins were in the swamp. I'm not detracting from that. Those were still really good wins, taking down LSU and Ole Miss. Florida State, we know their team was a joke last year, and then they won their bowl games. So they won four straight at the finish line, but this number 15 ranking is really putting a lot of stock in that four-game finish from Florida. And given the injury concerns with Lagway, the brutal schedule, my questions about did they do enough in the portal, I think they would be a contender for me as well, as a little bit overhyped there at number 15 in the AP and 17 in the coaches.
All right, Blake, we'll let you go pop a few of those Busch Lights, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.